Testing one, two, three. 今天因为是大年初二，所以我们就今天就特别不按这金课表。
Well, today is the second day of the Chinese New Year. We will not follow the lectionary.
所以今天就选了一个诗篇第五篇，不过会按着我们的整个教会主题信仰生活化，生活信仰化。
Psalm 5 have been chosen for today's sharing, and then will flow along with the church theme.
让我们来看诗篇第五篇，我会以华文来念第一到第六节，国成牧师会以英文来念第七到第十二节。耶和华，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思，我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒，因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居，狂傲人不能站在你的面前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的，说谎的你必灭绝，好流人血的弄诡诈的都为神所憎恶。
Verse 7. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love,will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them.For by their own counsels, because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you cover him with favor as with a shield.
让我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，恳求你的灵在我们当中运行，叫我们能够有肉心而不是实心来聆听你的话语。愿你的话如同一颗种子种在我们心田，愿这是一个丰盛的田，能够有百倍千倍的果子。我们这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all, one and all.
今天是大年初二，也祝大家新年蒙恩。
Today is the second day of Chinese New Year, and we pray that Lord, that we will all be blessed.
全世界的华人在大年初二都忙着拜年，对吗
？On this day, all Chinese are busy visiting.
结果你们为什么会在这里呢
？So question, why are we here?
我们今天为什么一大清早在聚集在这里呢？
Why do we come early in the morning?
我想到holiday 我就很想睡迟一点。
Well, I was thinking of sleeping in.
我们之所以会聚集在里呢，只有一个答案。
There's only one reason for us being here.
因为我们在这里，因为我们知道教会就好像古时候的圣殿一样。
That's because the church is like the temple of the olden days.
在这里呢，是一个神人相交通神人聚集的地方。
And here is where human meet God and communicate with him.
所罗门在建造圣殿的时候，他就这样讲。
And this is what King Solomon said when he built the temple.
他说：“神真的能够在地上吗
？”He said that, but will God indeed dwell on earth?
神不是住在地上的吗？是神怎么会住在地上呢
？For God is not one who dwells on the earth.
他说：“天上就算是天上的天。”也不足是以让你居住的。
And he went on to say that heaven and the highest heaven cannot even contain God.
更何况是我所建的殿呢
？And therefore, how much more was the house that he has built?
他说：“可是愿你昼夜看守这殿。
”But yet he prayed that may your eyes be open night and day towards this house.
他说：“因为你应许立为，这是你应许立为你名的居所。”
And because he says that for this place you have said that my name shall be there.
所以这是神自己承诺说要住要 要在这个地方的。
And so it is God Himself who has promised that He will be at the temple, in the temple.
他说，既然这你应许这个成为你的居所，他说就愿你垂听仆人在此祷告的话。
And so He finished by saying that since this is what You have promised, then may You listen to the prayers of Your servants.
当你的仆人，也就是所罗门，还有以后他的子孙啊。或者是你的民以色列在此处祷告的时候，愿你在天上你的居所垂听，垂听并赦免。
And so he said, listen to your servants, that includes Solomon and the kings that come after him, and also when your people Israel, when they pray towards you from the temple.
所以是神亲自应许在把这个地方成为他居所，然后神亲自应许在这个地方听祷告。
And so it is God who has promised that he that the temple or now the church will be where he dwells and the place where he listens or hears our prayers.
耶稣也就是同样的引用了这个以赛亚书五十六章，说你自己说了，我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
And Jesus quoted from Isaiah chapter 56, saying that my house shall be called the house of prayer.
因此不论是古时候的圣殿也好，或者是现在我们说礼拜堂也好，我们都深信在这里崇拜呢，这里的这个地方呢，不像一般的建筑物一样。
And so may it be the temple of time past or the church of today. To worship in the church, we are at a place worshiping unlike in any other places.
神学上当然我们知道神是无所不在的，可是我们仍然宣称说这个地方就是神的居所。
Now, of course, we know that God is present everywhere, but we say that this is God's dwelling place.
神是心甘情愿的在这里与我们同在。
And He is here with us willingly.
也更重要的，他承诺在这边听祷告。
And more importantly, that He promised to be here listening to prayers.
所以大年初二，很感恩大家，我们现在在这边聚集，因为我们深信，我们来这边参加崇拜的时候，神也在这边听我们的祷告。
And so we thank God on the second day of Chinese New Year, we are here together, and we believe that as we gather, God hears our prayers.
所以现在可不可以就next slide 啊，就跟你们左边、右边、前面、后面的啊，我们一起来讲讲这句话啊，说恭喜恭喜什么？今天来好福气啊！现在跟大家讲一下。
Yeah, you all know what to do, eh?
一定要讲，广东话怎么讲？
今天来好福气。
哦，今天来好福气啊！啊，好福气啊！你们知道为什么好福气吗
？Would you know why is it blessed that we are blessed?
刚才讲了吗？因为神就在这里。
As you have said, because God is here.
可是神在这里意味着什么呢
？And what does that mean?
大卫是这样形容神哦。
That's King David puts it.
他说：“你是不喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居，就是恶人不可以跟你在一起。”
He says that you are God who hate evil, and those who are evil, the wicked ones, cannot be in your presence.
他说：“狂傲人不能够站在你的面前。”
And the boastful ones will not be able to stand before God.
所以刚才忏悔祷告的时候，赶快叫大家坐下来。
And hence when we pray, we sat down because we shouldn't be boastful before God.
开玩笑了，不过弟兄姐妹，
没有笑，笑大声一点，他开玩笑嘞。
OK。
啊，对了，不错，你们。
今天来，好福气。
So blessed to be here today.
因为神在这里，就表示不是什么人都可以在这里嘛，对吗
？God being here means one important thing that not everyone can be here as well.
尤其是恶人。
The evil ones, they can't be here.
大卫讲了，大卫说来了。也不一定能够活着离开。
And David even proclaimed that those who come may not even walk out alive.
因为他说说谎的你必灭绝。
Because God will eliminate the liars.
好流人血的必为神所憎恶。
And then those who are bloodthirsty, God is against them.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天来好福气啊。
And so we are blessed to be here today, brothers and sisters.
所以如果我们能够今天来，然后又活着离开。
And so you are able to walk out alive.
这表示什么呢
？What does that mean?
啊，你刚可以等一下拜年的时候，你可以讲，哎，我今天去教会，我又活着离开这样。
You can tell your friends and relatives that I came out alive from the church.
表示什么？表示我们是好人。
Well, that tells us that we are the good people.
啊，没有犯罪吗？所以才会可以这样嘛，对吗
？We did not sin, therefore we are able to still see them after this service.
真是这样吗？啊
，Is it really so?
不是哦。
Nope.
我们看大卫怎么讲，他说。之所以能够来， 然后又能够平安离开，只有一个原因。
He says that we can come and leave alive. That's only one reason.
因为在第七节大卫这么说。
And he says in verse 7,
他说因为我是什么？我是凭着你丰盛的慈爱进入这个居所的。
He says that it is through the abundance of God's steadfast love that he enter God's house.
这个词也可以翻译成怜悯，也可以用，就是说我是凭着你丰盛的怜悯，我才能够进来的。
Merciful can also be translated into merciful.
然后呢，既然是这样子，我是凭着很敬畏的心怎么样来到你的圣殿下拜。
And so because of that, he entered God's temple, bowed down in fear of God.
所以能够来到神的面前，然后又能够平安离开呢，不是单单凭着好行为坏行为这么简单，当然有，可是不单单是如此。
So to be able to come and leave the church alive is not purely because we have done good or bad. It's not the difference between these two.
不单单只是了，应该是说更重要的是那个你进来的那个心态。
It's not only the difference between us doing good or bad, but it's really the heart attitude or our mentality as we come.
我们应该很深深的知道我们是凭着恩典，然后呢，我们要存着敬畏的心，我们来。
And we should know full well that we come because of God's grace, and we come in the fear of God.
绝对不是大摇大摆的说，哎，我自己很公义啊，我是好人啊，那大摇大摆的进来，绝不是这样。
We don't come here with any form or any degree of self-righteousness.
因为你真正好好想，你这个道理很简单。
Well, it's something very simple when we try to understand it.
因为既然神在这里
，Well, since God is here,
那我们的义。其实想起来也根本也算不了什么。
Then how great can our righteousness be? How good can it be?
其实是恩典让我们能够来接近神。
It is grace that allow us to come before God.
所以今天好福气。
And so we are blessed today.
因为神愿意在这里，我们能够恭敬的来到他面前，向他来祷告。
Because God is willing to be with us here, and we can pray to Him.
所以新的一年。既然来了，我们应该祷告什么呢？
And so since we are here today, what should we pray about?
我觉得我们作为人最根本的心愿呢，其实就在我们的新年贺词当中嘛，不是吗？
I think our heart wishes, the most fundamental ones are actually in the greetings that we give to others during Chinese New Year.
我们新年的时候，我们最常听到的贺词是什么？
What do we hear most of the time during most often during Chinese New Year?
最普通的贺词是什么？新年快乐，然后呢？身体健康，我也听到，没有人讲万事如意哈，是不流行了现在。OK， 好。
还有多一个嘞，多吃少肥。
跟身体健康一样了，一样。当然，我们做华人一定也有祝贺什么，恭喜发财，财源广进啊！不要讲没有啊，一定有的。
And so of course we wish others prosperity and so forth.
不过我们之所以这样讲呢，是因为我们误以为什么财富能够带来我们的快乐还有如意嘛，是不是？
But we wish, use such wishes because we think that prosperity can bring us joy and also let everything be smooth going.
不过财富真的能让我们新年快乐万事如意吗？
But will be able to let us fulfill every of our heart wishes.
我们作为信徒的区别就是我们相信说这个喜乐还有命运呢是在神那里，不是在财富那里，对吗？
What really demarcate us as Christian is that we know that the real joy is in God, not in wealth.
所以今天在新的一年里面，我们来到这边，我们祷告。
And so in this New Year day, second day of Chinese New Year, we come and we pray.
然后我们又心愿是说，我们希望能够新年快乐，我们希望能够万事如意。
We pray that we can have a joyous year. We pray that everything will be smooth going.
那我们应该如何祷告呢？
And how should we pray?
大家可能还记得去年的平安夜，我就用了诗篇第四篇教大家如何有个平安夜。
We might still recall that on Christmas Eve last year I used Psalm 4 to to share with us how to have a peaceful night.
所以在今天呢，这个新春佳节，我希望用这个诗篇第五篇教大家如何怎么样新年快乐。
And so today I will use Psalm 5 to teach us how to really have a joyous year ahead.
因为这个快乐其实也就是大卫在诗篇第五篇的一个祷告很重要的目的。
And joy is one important reason for David making singing this psalm.
他说凡投靠你的愿他们喜乐，所以这个是第一个喜乐。
He said all that depend on you let them be filled with joy.
然后他又说让他们能够时常欢呼，这个是第二个喜乐。
And then that they can always exalt in you.
然后又说愿爱你名的都能够靠你欢心。哇，这个是第三个喜乐。
And then those who really love God and His name will all depend on Him to find joy.
所以单单第十一节这样一节三次提到喜乐。
And so joy or rejoice is mentioned three times.
所以喜乐对于神的子民来说是一个必然该有的一个福气来的。
So, joy or rejoicing is something that God's people should have.
所以如何在新的一年里面祷告，如何能够新年快乐呢？
And so how are we to pray for a joyous year ahead?
在诗篇第五篇，有三个重点。
There are three main points in Psalm 5.
让我一一的来分享啊。
Let's go through one by one.
那第一个要讲的呢，就是你必须注意到这个诗篇第五篇，它是一个早上的祷告。
Now, first thing to note is that Psalm 5 is a morning prayer.
在第三节这里说，耶和华啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Verse 3 says, O Lord, in the morning,You hear my voice. In the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch.
所以我们常说什么？一年之计在于晨，一年之计在于春，一日之计在于晨。
Well, we say that a year's planning lies in spring and then a day's at the morning.
所以呢，晚上的祷告啊，叫我们能够心里平安。这个早上的祷告呢，希望真的是能够度过快乐的一天。
Now, so the evening prayer, pray that, 你说晚上祷告，
平安。
Oh, that we will, feel God's peace. And so the morning prayer, we want that we pray for, a good day.
然后呢，就是希望，同样的，如果我们是一年呢，也希望能够天天能够活得对，活得好，活得乐。
And we pray that every day we can really live life well, joyously, and do well.
一年之计在于春，一日之计在于晨。
Well, we plan for the year in spring and then also for the day in the morning.
这句话提醒我们说，一年的开始就要好像一天的开始一样。
This tells us that the beginning of a year is like that of a day.
你必须是充满着有计划，有这个活泼的心态往前走。
In the morning, we should have our plans laid out. We should have the positive attitude to move on.
朱自清有一个散文，他是这样子形容这个春天的。
And this writer 朱自清 once wrote,
他说：“一年之计在于春。
He said that we begin our planning in the spring.
是刚起头。
It is the start.
然后呢，我们有的是功夫，有的是希望。
All that we have at that point of time, hope and also maybe manpower and energy.
他说：春天就好像健壮的青年。
He said the spring is like a man in his youth.
有铁一般的胳膊和腰脚。
He has shoulder and core that's like steel.
他就领着我们上前走。
And that leads us ahead.
所以晚上的祷告，我们盼望能够平安。
So in the, for the evening prayer, we pray for peace.
早上的祷告，我们就希望我们能够充满着盼望，我们往前行。
Morning prayer that we may be filled with hope and to move ahead.
新的一年必须有好像过新年的一种态度。
Well, in the start of a new year, we should have the kind of attitude that we are entering into something new.
不要希望大家不要过年的时候好像哎呀又是一年了，又老一岁这样，不是这样哈。
New Year is not the time to say that you have gotten older.
我们应该是充满着盼望，我们说一年会比一年好，应该是这样子的。
But to be filled with hope that one year will be better than the previous, then this year will be better than the previous.
所以大家千万不要忽略了这个盼望，有着盼望的重要。
So the importance of hope.Let's realize it.
不过大家要想一下这个作者啊，诗篇第五篇的作者大卫。
But at the same time, let's not forget about David.
大卫他是身在乱世，他一辈子其实就是真的很多的打打杀杀。
He was a person that have lived through tumultuous time.
他的生命是有许多的坎坷的。
There was a lot of ups and downs in his life.
我们一般人所求的晚上能够平安，早上能够喜乐，对他来讲，这样的一种平安喜乐，我们可以说是一种奢望来的。
The kind of peace that we ask for in the evening and the joy for in the morning is something that's really a form of extravagant hope in this case.
如果是按照我们说，如果是华人算命啊
，If we were to talk about fortune telling，
可能我们就说啊，有这样的人啊，他就是命苦啦，八字不好了。
When we look at David, we might say that his horoscope is bad.
所以很。 我们必须珍惜在这边。当我们去读这个诗篇第四篇、诗篇第五篇的时候，我们要珍惜这一点。
And so when we read Psalm 4 and 5, we are to cherish. Cherish what?
这个大卫这样的人，他竟然能够说他晚上平安，早上喜乐。
To cherish the fact that David, someone whose life is filled with vicissitudes, he is able to have peace in the night and hope in the morning.
所以我们要说怎么做到？他竟然他能够做到晚上平安，早上喜乐，怎么做到呢
？So the question is, how did he do it?
这就来到诗篇的第二这个第五篇的第二个重点。
This leads us to the second main point.
他说，大卫能够之所以能够充满希望呢，因为他坚信这个前面的道路就是耶和华的道路，而这个道路是一条正路。
That's because David firmly believed that the path ahead is where God will lead him, and it is the right path.
所以第一点我说了，这个是一个我们要充满盼望，对吗
？So the first thing that we can take away from Psalm 5 is that we are to have hope filled with hope.
一年一天的开始，我们就是要充满盼望。
Because at the beginning of the day, we should be full of hope.
可是之所以有盼望呢，就来到第二点，因为我们知道前面的道路是神的道路，是一条正路。
But hope leads us to the second point is that.The way forward is where God will lead us.
所以在第八节呢，大卫就说：“耶和华，求你因我的仇敌，按着你的公义引领我，使你的道路在我面前什么正直。”
And so verse 6 says that, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me."
所以弟兄姐妹，不论你现在的处境是如何。
So, dear brothers and sisters, no matter in what kind of circumstances are we today,
可能你对于这个2024年，对于这个龙年啊，你会充满着恐惧，说，哎呀，不知道这个年怎么过。
We might be anxious about how 2024 or the year of dragon might be for us.
希望你今天真的是记得说，新的一年，你仍然不管任何处境，你仍然是能够带着盼望往前行的。
So、maybe that this day we will come and have that hope, knowing that no matter with what, we will move on with hope.
之所以有盼望呢，是因为我们都能够选择说，我往前走是靠着耶和华的正路往前走。
And we move forward, and we have hope in moving forward, all based on God's straight path that is laid for us.
当然，我们这里说有正路，当然也就有所谓的歪路。
And so whenever there's straight path.Comparatively, that's the crooked ones.
诗篇三次提到了这个恶人的引诱。
And there are three times where the psalm mentioned about the temptation from the wicked ones.
他说：“说谎的你必灭绝，在他口中没有诚实，他们的心里满有邪恶，他们的喉咙就是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头来献媚人。”
He says that the 第五节
6 and 9.
He says that you destroy those who speak lies.And that there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue.
啊，这个原文的翻译是形容好像一个很滑流梯啊，你会不小心就一滑就滑到坟墓里面。他的意思是这样。
The original Hebrew suggests a slippery slope that we can easily just slip and fall into a tomb.
Yeah.然后第十节他说既然是这样他说神啊求你定他们的罪啊，他们自己做计谋啊让他们自己滑倒自己跌倒
And so since the evil ones are the slippery slopes the psalmist went on to pray in verse 10 that make them bear their own guilt O Lord let them fall by their own counsels
弟兄姐妹这里说这个歪路啊其实就是谎言就是很好听的话
And this crooked path is actually here referring to the lies and the flatteries
你们有谁喜欢听好听的话吗
？Do we like to hear nice sounding sayings and words？
哎，你们要诚实嘞，好，谁有谁不喜欢听？每个人都喜欢听好听的话。
We all like to hear nice things。
要诚实吗？对吗
？Let's be honest about it。
是，我都喜欢，我们都喜欢听好听的话。
Yes, we all like to hear nice things。
我们也愿意说，这个好听的话就是真话。
And we hope that all the nice things are actually are true。
哦，你如果跟我讲，哇，你瘦了哈，哇，你今天又英俊了，我一定说这个是真的话。
我说不出来，你看我翻译不出来，
okay.
你知道吗？
对，你就是不喜欢讲好听的话，哎呀。好，所以呢，他说，可是他说这个是你自欺欺人了，你骗自己，你又给别人骗。
But it's self-deceiving when we only want to hear nice things.
所以恶人当然知道人人都喜欢听好听的话。
The wicked ones know that everybody's ears is inclined towards the nice sayings.
所以任何的这种歪路，任何的这种计谋，一定要用好听的话。
And so all this crooked path, all these lies, it comes through all the nice things said.
有哪些这种话呢？啊，当然刚才已经讲到的，一开始就讲的对于财富的那种误解。
Now, what are some of these so-called nice things? Is first of all, we mentioned earlier on about this misunderstanding about wealth.
这边我再提出一些，不过当然很有这种世上的谎言很多很多。
Let's add a few more here, but there's a lot more nice things that the wicked ones are telling us.
他们会说，只要你得到某某样的东西，你才能够快乐。
Well, you will say things like, "You need this, then you will be happy."
有些人又说，哎呀，对呀。都是别人错的，你没有错，你没有错的。
Others might say that it is this and that's fault, never yours.
或者有这三句我放在一起，就是说这个是你应得的。
Or things like this is what you deserve.
这个就是你的自由，是这个是你的权利，
this、
你当然可以这样做。
This is your freedom and this is your right, and of course you can choose to do it in such a manner.
或者有人会讲，哎呀，今朝有酒今朝醉啦，现在享受最重要，不要去想太多。
Someone may just say, just enjoy this moment.
弟兄姐妹，你们有发现一个东西？
Have we realized something?
其实这些谎言跟这个所谓的新年快乐、万事如意，好像有很密切的关系。
Do we realize something that is all these lies and you know all these well wishes of having a joyous year?They have actually a close relation.
我们都希望快乐，我们都希望如意。
We all wish to be happy. We all wish that things will go on smoothly for us. Our heart wishes all being fulfilled.
可是在这边呢，恶人的谎言呢，一个很重要的谎言，就是要诱导我们说，我们能够以不顾他人的方式来达成我们的心愿。
But the wicked ones want to lure us towards fulfilling our own wishes, while not caring for the needs of others.
我们能够以不顾他人的方式来满足自己，来得到快乐。
To satisfy ourselves at the same time neglecting the needs of others.
这是最大的谎言。
This is the biggest lie.
可是神的道路提醒我们什么呢？
But what the Scott Street Path reminds us.
神的道路提醒我们，我们要爱人如己。
That we are to love others as ourselves.
这才是真正最大的幸福和快乐。
And this is the greatest blessing and happiness.
今天诗篇第五篇让我讲出最后一个重点。
And the third point from Psalm 5.
前面的两个重点，第一是说我们要带着盼望，我们过新的一年往前行。
So the first point was that we are to be filled with hope, and secondly is that we are to walk in God's path.
对，这就是第二，就是说我们能够以主的道路来往前走，而不要被谎言所诱惑。
That is to walk in God's path and not be lured astray by lies.
所以怎么样呢？怎么样继续的以神的道路往前行呢？大家不要忘记哦，诗篇第五篇是什么？是一个早上的祷告。
And how are we to do so? Right, to answer this question, let's not forget that Psalm 5 is a morning prayer.
所以这个诗篇就是要提醒我们要什么样？要天天祷告灵修了。
And the Psalm reminds us to really come to God as in a time of devotion every day.
所以希望每天我们早上诗篇第五篇，每天晚上诗篇第四篇。
And so every morning read Psalm 5, every night read Psalm 4. The guru is here, can check with him how to do so.
然后呢，我们天天祷告，然后也记得也要灵修。
And every day we pray and we have our time of devotion.
因为只有这样子天天跟主有这个亲密的时间呢，才能够学习依靠主，才不会走歪路，对吗？
In doing so, then we will build this close relationship with God, and then we will not start to go down the crooked path.
大家不知道，在这新的一年的时候，你立下了什么样的新年愿望？
May we ask that what is your New Year resolution?
也不知道是不是来到二月的时候，大家就已经放弃了。
Or maybe you know we have actually given up our resolution come February.
在国外哦，他们称一月的第二个星期五为放弃日，大家有听过吗？
In the Western world, they label the second Friday of January as the quitter's day.
因为他们做了研究，他们就发现每年年尾或者一年的开始，哇，大家就会做这个新年愿望。
Data collection shows that people will set their resolution at the end of the year or the beginning of it.
然后呢，可是很多在第一个礼拜、第二个礼拜一过呢，就放弃了。
But come the end of second week, people start to give up their resolution.
我弟兄姐妹有好消息啊，我们是华人。
Well, but there is a good news. We are Chinese.
我们还有多一个新年，还可以再来。
Chinese has a second New Year. We can redo this thing.
啊，我们放弃了不要紧，新农历新年我们再立多一次。
Had we given up, we can once again set our resolution this time.
啊，如果你的新年愿望是我要天天祷告
，If yours is to pray daily,
我要天天灵修
，or to do our devotions daily.
然后一月的时候就失败了
，and then you fail in January.
不要紧，重新开始啊。
No matter, we can restart.
每天十分钟也好，对吗
？Even if it's just 10 minutes per day, that's great.
我们今年。这个礼拜星期三呢，就会开始我们的大斋节。
Coming Wednesday, we will begin the Lent season.
这正是一个很好励志，每天灵修、每天祷告的一个的重新开始。
It's a good time that we come to pledge to God that we will pray to Him daily, do our devotion daily.
大卫深信说，因为你必赐福给义人，耶和华，你必用你的恩惠，如同盾牌四面。保护他。
David firmly believes that God will bless the righteous and that He will cover with favor the righteous one as a shield.
弟兄姐妹，你相信神真的是会这样子的，天天保守着你吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, do we firmly believe that God will bless us and keep us?
那我们就要带着希望来进入这新的一年。
If so, then come filled with hope to enter into this new year.
然后呢，往前走的时候是神的道路。
And as we press on in the path, the straight path of God.
我们以天天祷告灵修来继续的持守着神跟神在一起。
And we do so by coming to Him daily in prayer, reading His word, a time of devotion to be with Him.
而当我们这样子的时候呢，就真的弟兄姐妹能够新年快乐。万事如意。
And when we do so, then we will really have a joyous year, and things shall go on smoothly for us.
让我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为知道主啊，你必与你的孩子同在，让我们能够在生命当中能够有平安，能够有喜乐，保守着我们前面的路程。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。